Janet Leigh, who starred in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho as the woman stabbed to death in the cinema's most famous shower scene, died yesterday at age 77. She had suffered from vasculitis, an inflammation of the blood vessels, for the past year. Leigh starred in her first film, The Romance of Rosie Ridge, at age 19. Her other films include Touch of Evil, The Manchurian Candidate, Bye Bye Birdie, and Houdini with Tony Curtis, the third of her four husbands. One of her two children from that marriage is actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Janet Leigh is best known for her role as Marion in Psycho. Marion is an office worker who has stolen some money and is feeling very guilty about it. Norman Bates, played by Anthony Perkins, has invited her into his parlor for a sandwich. He's describing his problems with his invalid, seemingly mad mother. Marion has suggested that he put his mother in an institution.
Have you ever seen the inside of one of those places? The laughing and the tears, and the cruel eyes studying you. My mother there? But she's harmless. She's as harmless as one of those stuffed birds.
I am sorry. I only felt... It seems she's hurting you. I meant well.
People always mean well. They cluck their thick tongues and shake their heads and suggest, oh, so very delicately. Of course, I've suggested it myself. But I hate to even think about it. She needs me. It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
Yes. Sometimes just one time can be enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Norman.
When Marion is suddenly and brutally attacked in the shower and killed, the audience is stunned. If the heroine of the movie is dead, what happens next? That was Psycho. And Leigh will forever be a part of that indelible cinematic legacy. Terry spoke with Janet Leigh in 1999 and asked her about filming that famous scene from Alfred Hitchcock's horror classic.
Now, what kind of knife was Anthony Perkins using?
A big, long butcher knife.
Was it a retracting knife?
No, it didn't retract. It wasn't steel, however. I mean, it looked like steel, but believe me, it wasn't. Because what people forget is that we could not show penetration of a weapon. So you could never see the knife going in, so you couldn't use a retractable knife. It had no purpose. What you saw was you saw the knife go back and lunge forward, and then you showed the shot of either the shoulder or the tum or the thigh or whatever, and you in your mind imagined it going in there, and then you saw it pull back, and then you saw it go again, but you never saw it enter the body because it was not allowed.
Now, what did you do? What did you think about to get that look of horror on your face when Tony Perkins pulls back the shower curtain and is there with his knife? Was just being in the moment with Tony Perkins enough, or did you think of other things beyond that?
I think that it wasn't always Tony Perkins doing that with the knife, he had different people doing it.
With stand-ins?
Somebody... a woman at one point, mm-hmm. So that the audience could never get a fix on the character. I mean, they all had the same clothes and wig and everything on, but different people were in different shots so that the audience could never kind of get a glimmer of who it might be.
Oh, you mean so even on screen, we weren't always seeing Tony Perkins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He wasn't even there. Huh. He was in New York. Rehearsing a play, I think. And
that's very sneaky.
Yes, of course, but that's Mr. Hitchcock. And because if the same person did it all the time, there was a possibility, slim, but still a possibility, that perhaps the audience might guess it. So by having different people of around the same stature play it and do the scene, the audience was never able to, you know, kind of be long enough to say, oh, that's, couldn't do it. And I didn't really need a lot of other thoughts in my head, because when that shower curtain goes back and you look at this figure, and which is what exactly what they did in the thing, you know, I mean, that's pretty frightening. I didn't have any trouble with that.
No, you were doing the shower scene, so although you weren't completely nude, you weren't exactly clothed either. You write that you wore moleskin.
Right.
Because
in
your
privates. In the full shots where you wanted the body outline, right? I wore moleskin over you know, where I should. And that was, I think, the roughest, well, one of the roughest things about that sequence, because it's, as you know, it's a nude-colored, almost soft suede-like or something on the outside, and then it's adhesive, obviously, on the inside. And, you know, taking it on and off was very, on tender skin, it was painful.
You know, you must have felt particularly vulnerable, because here you are in the shower, you know, knowing that this actor with a big knife is going to be coming at you. But also you've got these crew guys looking at you from on top and from the sides, making you, I'm sure, feel more vulnerable. Were you able to use that vulnerability, knowing that the crew was looking at you when you were mostly naked? Could you work with that and use that for your facial expressions?
Well, I think you use everything, every tool available for whatever you're trying to portray. Certainly, I always noticed that during this shower sequence that everybody seemed to have a lot of assistance. It was it was a closed set, but there were more people than I remembered being on that set. I mean, I think each electrician had two assistants, and each, you know, grip had two assistants. And one time, one of the most difficult scenes, technically and also for me, was at the end when she falls forward and grabs the shower curtain and goes over the tub. Her head is kind of against that tub, and he starts on a close-up of the eye and pulls back into a long shot. Now, we did it several times. We were in the 20 takes, I don't know which one, 24, 5, something. And because it wasn't automatic focus, it was hand focus, it was a very difficult technical shot for the camera operator, who had to do the focusing as we pulled back. And it was hard for me because of trying to just have a non-live look in your eye, because I, well, that's another story about I couldn't wear contact lenses, not enough time. So it was just a hard shot. And around the, 24th or 5th, somewhere in there, everything seemed to be going well. But the steam from the hot water had started to sort of melt the adhesive on the moleskin. And I could feel it pulling away from my bosom. And now, I knew that camera-wise, it would never show. But the guys upstairs on the rafters, the electricians up there, the gaffers, they were going to get a peek. And I thought to myself, well, what do I do? I feel it pulling away. This shot is going well. I don't want to do this shot again. And it's nothing they haven't seen before. So I just said, let it rip. And because that was the shot that they printed.
How long did you have to stay there without blinking and, having your eye look dead?
Yeah, well, there was a point where the camera was far enough away that they couldn't tell whether I blinked or not. and he snapped a finger. I don't know in seconds how long, actually, but it seemed forever to me. And the awful thing was that the water was still dripping down my face, and it tickled. You know, when you have the drops coming down your face, and it would tickle, and I couldn't react to it, obviously.
What was your reaction the first time you saw the final cut of that scene?
I didn't see that scene separately. I saw the entire picture. But I have to tell you that I screamed bloody murder. I mean, I really did. Even though I read the script, I'd done the show, I knew what was happening, and I was still here. It just blew me away.
So you mean it was more frightening to watch the scene than it was to shoot it?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because in shooting it, don't forget, you wait maybe 2 hours while they're setting up the shot, and of course the emotion is there when you're doing the scene, but then you relax again for another hour while they do the next setup. In the actual seeing of it, you saw the staccato, you saw the beat of the scene, you saw the mounting tenseness and the mounting, you know, desperation, and that's where it hits you. And the music, seeing that all together, that was what made it emphatic, is putting all the editing together and the music, because otherwise, you know, it was spread out over 7 days. This way I saw it in, 45 seconds, and it was terrifying to me. It's the truth that I've never realized in my life before how vulnerable one is in a shower, and I don't take showers, that's the truth, because you are completely defenseless. I mean, one, you can't hear because the water's running. Two, unless you, you know, have different kind of curtains, which I'm sure afterwards, I know they did, but at that time, you couldn't see out because of the curtain, and you're naked, you're defenseless. And it just terrified me.
Janet Leigh, speaking with Terry Gross in 1999. Janet Leigh died yesterday at age 77.